This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Welcome, welcome, my friends. Another big show here on Cowboy Podcast. How the hell are you doing, Steve-O?
I am happy. You're but happy. Not really happy.
I know.
We're going to get into some stuff here that I guess we really kind of been probably foreshadowing over the last couple of episodes here, and it's come to fruition. So, you know, I'm kind of excited that we have something to talk about, but it's not the right stuff that we want to be talking about.
Did you think it was going to happen this early?
Five plays in, in my wildest dreams that I think that we were going to lose Romo, which could be for the entire season. It could be for 4 weeks, 6 weeks. We don't know yet. But there was no way in hell I thought we were going to lose him on the opening drive of the third preseason game.
Yeah, broken back, man. I mean, this guy. Now, I'm saying to you folks out there right now in Cowboy Land, Cowboy Nation, and Steve-O, you're going to hear from me first. I think this is it. I really think we've seen the last of Romo, and I think that's the last broken bone that the guy is going to have with the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't see this guy going through this much pain every time. And if we're projecting Prescott to come in and do good, and they're projecting that Romo's going to be out 6 to 10 weeks. Now, let's say the guy goes 5-1. Let's say the guy goes 8-2. Now the whole offense is based on Prescott and the way this team is clicking towards Prescott. Do you then suddenly turn the thing around and say, Romo's now healthy? I don't know any coach, any GM, or any owner that would want that. I'm just saying.
So we talked about that last week. We talked about what are the options that we see Romo getting pulled from a game, even if he throws 4 or 5 interceptions. And I said the only way he comes out is if he is flat on his back and injured, right?
Right.
They were going to stick with him.
Okay, we got that.
On his back and injured.
Right.
Now, what are the cases that he comes back and gets back into the starting position? A, health is a big deal. But given what
it's got to be more than that now.
Well, no. You're exactly right. If Prescott has a 500 record or better.
And what if his rating's like 150? Like, I don't know.
He's not coming. If they're in the playoff hunt, Prescott, they're riding him to the end. Mark my words. I think you're exactly right. The only way Romo comes back and puts on the star again is if and only if Prescott flops, Tony gets healthy, and they got to bring him in.
Well, I mean, it's amazing we talked about that too. And it happened so early. And you know what, though? Do you remember sometime long time ago, I think it was 99 or 98, it was the Rams with Trent Green,
yeah.
Trent Green snaps his leg.
99.
And everyone's like, oh, we're doomed. We don't have anything else. And here comes a kid that no one even looked at, no one even cared about. And this is the same thing that's happening to Prescott. No one cared about this kid in the draft.
Well, not only that.
From Mississippi State, he's coming in, and now he's dominating. And now you're going to tell this kid, it's your team. It is your team now.
I'll give you one even better than that, all right? The fact is that Trent Green was out for the year. They had to ride the Kurt Warner pony, right? They had to hop on him and rally around him and ride him to the end. Here's the difference. It's the Brady Bledsoe injury. If you remember, Brady took over for Bledsoe.
Of course.
He got injured.
Yeah.
And I think that was 01-ish, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that rings a bell, yeah.
01.
Something like that.
And then Brady played so well, Bledsoe gets healthy, he can't get back in. And they end up winning the Super Bowl. They beat the Rams that year down in New Orleans.
And you know what followed after that? Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. And Brady's still the man. in New England.
Absolutely. So maybe there's, you know, the silver lining there. Maybe it's the greatest thing that can happen in Cowboys history is to lose best statistical quarterback ever to an injury, to a multiple of injuries.
God damn, but the guy gave so much, man. So much. And all the haters out there that are chiming in, screw you. Because this was the man. This was the man. He could break a bone. He could break his neck. He could break he could puncture a lung. Whatever it is, the guy came back. And that, God bless him. Whatever happens to Tony, I'm saying to you folks out there in Cowboy Nation, he belongs in the Ring of Honor.
That's beyond question. You know he's going in the Ring of Honor. Statistically speaking, the best quarterback the Cowboys have ever had. I get it. He doesn't have those rings that Roger has and Troy has. But at the end of the day, in the 2000s.
Would you ever compare him to that, though?
Well, you can't. I mean, you're always going to have the comparison.
Well, you know, it's even hard to compare that. Because now, even to this very day, you always think of Roger and Troy. And you know what? You think of Romo as, God bless him. That's the way I look at Romo. God bless him. But if you want that proven warrior that got the job done, you're looking at Roger and you're looking at Troy. Does Tony fit in that mold? I love him. I love him.
You know who Tony Romo is? In your Cowboys history, he's Danny White.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this guy, yeah. Danny White was flat-out player.
He did, man.
He can play.
And no one talks about that drive afterwards where they were inside the 45 of San Francisco. They could have scored again. And they did it against Atlanta Falcons on that drive. In any case, yeah, you're right. Danny White, wow.
Yeah, so he doesn't even get mentioned in the sentence, and he was a player. He was a stud. So now you go to, are we turning the page in Cowboy history, and is it going to be the Dak Prescott era from here on out? And I can tell you only one thing, we'll figure it out in the next 6 to 10 weeks.
I tell you what, man, the kid can play. And I just hate seeing comparisons to I'm hearing Cunningham. Why do they compare him to something like that? I mean, the guy drops back and he is comfortable back there. I'm just saying, the guy is on his own. I don't want to compare him to any McNabb or Cunningham. I'm just saying that this guy drops back, looks for a pass. I mean, no one wants a comparison all the time. This guy is on his own right now. Let's keep him to what he is. He's Dak Prescott. And the guy's doing his job, and he does not want to be compared to anyone. I'm just saying to you right now that this kid can play, and he's very comfortable under the radar right now.
So let's give you a little more nugget to go along with that. I'm just going to fuel the fire here because my comparisons I'm hearing is our boy up in Seattle, Russell Wilson. Now, Russell comes in and takes his team to the Super Bowl
right
in his first 3 years, right? Twice? Right. So, hey, would you take that? Let me tell you, I know you're a huge Romo fan. We've talked about this. Would you take Romo not coming back and Prescott taking us to the Super Bowl?
Well, we just talked about that. Steve-O, my whole thing is, how do you take the kid out if his rating's like 110 above and the kid's doing everything he's supposed to do? He's got the team fired up. His offensive line has now adjusted to the way he rolls out, stays in the pocket. You got Elliott back there that's adjusted. Dez Bryant, for love of God, he's going to adjust to this guy. All of a sudden, week 11, you're going to say, hey, you know what? Time for Romo to come back. It's not going to happen. And if that happens, there's a little uproar in Dallas. Because this time, we are not going to let something like this. Every time when Romo goes down, well, you can basically say the season's over. Season's over. So, you know, maybe we found the right clutch this time and we've got Prescott to take us to the promised land.
I hope so. But that leads us into, you know, I mean, the whole NFL now is a league of what I would basically say, can you stay healthy? And if you don't, the next player up, is he prepared to play and fill in? And is a team going to rally around him? So, you know, hopefully everybody else stays healthy. I know we've talked about, you know, our defense being susceptible So now all of a sudden I'm looking on the other side of the ball, and our captain on the other side of the ball, Sean Lee, has now got a hurt knee.
Yeah, and they're saying that he's going to possibly miss a couple games or possibly miss practice and all that. Get ready for – I don't know. Do you ride out how long – now, if you're a fan or you're a coach, do you just expect him to play what he can and not depend on 16 games? I mean, what are you looking for in Sean Lee?
I think you ride him as far as you can ride him and hope he stays healthy, which isn't going to happen. He plays with that, you know, that recklessness that, you know, he throws his body around. He's always trying to make the big hit, the big play. You love that kid too, just like you like Romo. And all of a sudden, some people are just more injury prone, and he is.
Now, besides this is my opinion. Besides our cornerbacks, you think the most vulnerable position is our linebacking crew?
We got another one out, too. Jalen Smith is already hurt, and I think he's out for the next 6 weeks. So, you know, our defense was thin as it was. You know, we spent a lot of money on the offensive side of the ball, and I think that will handle itself, barring the Tony Romo injury and finding out what goes on there. But our defense is what's really going to lack, and if we get into shootouts, I just don't have a good feeling if the team, you know, the opposing team has the ball in a two-minute drill that we're going to be able to stop them.
Which brings me to the next question, Steve. We just made our cuts from 90 to 75, and this Saturday we're expecting 53 regular roster. Now, we are thinking about, I don't know, they're debating right now to keep McFadden, number 20. We're gonna be deep in that position, in running back position. Why would we keep another back? Considering what you just brought up, we're light, we're weak on the linebacker, and we're dropping left and right on defense. Why keep another running back? I mean, we can make a trade right now, pick up a LB somewhere in the National Football League, and maybe that'll improve us. I don't know. Talk to me.
No, I mean, we picked up. This is a prototypical big play for any NFL team, any professional team. Okay, you pick up a guy off the trash heap, McFadden, who had so much upside coming out of college, right? I look at the kid, I can't believe that he hasn't had a ton more success out in Oakland, and we pick him up, and all of a sudden, he gets behind a big offensive line, he's healthy, and he's run, I think he's had a 4.6 yards per carry last year.
He was over 1,000, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then now you have to sell high. Buy low, sell high. I'm with you. I think we sell him. I think we trade him. I think we try to put in a couple of more parts here that we need to help us out this year and move forward with it.
Dude, you mentioned it. If our linebacking crew is now getting lighter and lighter, and now Sean Lee, he's holding his knee again. I mean, goddamn, well, it's a common sense.
It is common sense. But that leads us all the way back to Jerry Jones, right?
Well, I think Stephen Jones got something to do with this, too. I think both these guys got to look at each other and go, look, there's a market right now. Elliott's playing good ball. We've got the backup, Alfred Morris.
Yep.
Alfred Morris, I'll tell you what, he's a great backup. Why do we need to go further?
Well, you probably don't, because you got the running back pretty much secured in there, once again, barring injury. But here's a lot we'll tell you in this game coming up tomorrow night against the Texans as far as what their plans are. Are they going to showcase a McFadden out there and give him the majority of the reps and the touches in order to try to bait another team into coming in with a good offer? All right? He goes out and puts in 4.6, 4.8, 5 yards per carry. You got to try to sell as high as you can possibly sell on this kid.
Hey, you know what? They did keep Jackson for the depth chart here. He's number 4 at running back. So right now they got Elliott, McFadden, which I think Morris should be number 2. They got Elliott, McFadden, Morris, and Jackson, that 6th-round pick. So they obviously got rid of
Dunbar.
Dunbar. Well, I seen that coming. I don't even know why they kept him around this long, to be honest with you.
Probably off-speed pitch, you know,
right.
Something different. So, but, you know, McFadden and your Alfred Morris fall into that same type category for us.
My guy is still around. Butler, he's second string on right behind Dez Bryant. I told you I like Butler, didn't I?
You're high on him. I'm sure that I'll see that in the next fantasy draft we do, that you're out picking up these guys.
I'm not picking up a second stringer here. And by the way, my fantasy plays last night really stunk. I'm such a homer, and that's what costs me all the time. I'd rather pick Witten in the second round when Witten's going to be there probably third or fourth round. I had Romo in my other draft. I mean, God damn, what the hell's the matter with me?
That's a homer, man, right there. That's a true fan, though, and that's, you know, how
that bothers me. I don't know about you, but when I'm watching a game and I got fantasy team, I cannot have another running back against my Cowboys. I mean, I'll never do it. I will never pick a Redskin. I will never pick a 49er. I'm now getting over the whole Pittsburgh Steelers thing after counseling for many years. I can possibly have a bell on my team for Pittsburgh. But you know what? I always cheer against Pittsburgh too. And Giants, I can't have any Giants on my team. And goddamn, those are the guys. That's the media right there that always smarts off about Tony Romo. You always see it on Facebook and shit like that. It's all of the New York Giant people and Philadelphia Eagle. They got no class at all. And I can't wait to teabag them this year. That's all I got to say to that, Steve-O.
Well, I'll do a mindless plug, which really won't be a plug, but there's a new fantasy app coming out. Mm-hmm. I know a little bit about that. That is just on pace with a guy's thinking like you. So I'll have to tell you a little bit about that off the air, but something dropped in my lap a couple of nights ago. It's more of a, hey, we're a homer type thing and good fantasy type time.
Jesus, so, I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be exciting. So anyway, off the fantasy stuff, we got to get back to the real world here. And I'm looking at we got the fourth game tomorrow night, preseason, your final game. So give me your predictions on what are you looking for out of this game. The number one thing should be what?
Well, what are we going to keep our offense out there three quarters, four quarters? This is now your team.
This is your team. You got to get out of here with no injuries.
No injuries.
So I don't know. I haven't read too much yet today because I'm looking forward to tomorrow. But is Zeke going to get anything? Is Dez going to get anything?
They should. But after what you just see with Minnesota with Bridgewater, I don't know, man. A lot of these teams, they're dropping right now. A lot of big-time players are going down in preseason. Right. And you ask yourself, maybe four is too much. Maybe four games is too much. Maybe we should just knock it off with a 90 or 110 on the roster and just start off at 70, knock it down to 53 within two, three games, and let's roll from there.
God, I wish I had the right answer for this. I mean, and that's where, you know, do you do a minor league system? Do you increase the roster from 53?
Well, how many we got on the scouting team?
You got 10. It was 8. And then in 2014, they bumped it up to 10 just because of this problem.
Now, how do you move them up, or how do they are they what's how does the scouting team work? Do they just work out with the team, or
yeah, they practice with them?
I like to be on the scouting team.
$6,900 a week.
God damn, that ain't chump change, man. $6,900 a week.
Yeah,
and all I got to do is get hit around by the number one team.
That's it. That's it. Try to get better. These are guys that they're looking to develop, okay? And they can't have been on an active roster for more than 6 weeks like the prior year. So there's some restrictions on it. I mean, they all do. I mean, you're just not being able to bury guys down there forever. You know, and then they're always susceptible to being plunked off by another team. So that's the risk you take.
Oh, they don't belong to the Cowboys then?
The Cowboys are paying them, but they're still basically free agents out there. They can
really
sign. And there's restrictions, I believe, if they sign them off the practice squad, they have to put them onto their active roster. You can't go from practice squad to practice squad, so there are some restrictions there. I'll have to read up on it again to give you more specifics.
I don't know. I'm going to put you on the spot here, but what the hell does the pup mean? What does that mean?
I mean, physically unable to participate, right?
What the hell does that mean? If you're physically unable to participate, that means you're not on my team. And even being called, I mean, I'll go to a bar and kick back and, yeah, I play for the Cowboys. Do you really? Yeah, I'm on the pup list right now, though. I mean, what the hell does that mean? I'm on the pup list. It even makes you sound like a big puss.
Well, you got the pup, you got the injured reserve, and
why do they call him puss? I'm on the puss list.
Yeah, could be.
Well, I don't want to be on that list. I'll tell you that. And I tell you what, folks, this cowboypodcast.com, we're expecting a lot from you guys. We love this show, and we've been hearing from you folks out there. Steve-O, they're just emailing us left and right saying how much they love this show.
It's been crazy how much we've had interaction-wise on all of our social media sites. It's awesome.
And I got to tell you, folks out there, Steve-O's been working the guest line. I think we may have, and I'm not going to say anything right now, but we may have some players in the future coming on our show.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
I'm kind of pumped up about that.
Well, the whole idea is to get a little interaction with the players, a couple normal guys like ourselves.
Boom!
And I love it. And then get some guys, get a little interview, and we want to, my format's a little bit different. Hey, you're going to throw up your occasional softball to them. Okay, give me the breakdown of locker room, what's going on, this injury, blah, blah, blah. But I want to get into some goofy questions as far as what's your pregame rituals.
Right.
What do you do here? I want to know these guys a little bit better.
Do they listen to Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Like we used to.
Yeah, you're dating yourself again.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more Drake.
You always see the guys with the headphones on out there on the field catching the ball. Any of them listen to Night Train out there?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't.
Any AC/DC?
Maybe your kickers.
Yeah.
Maybe a linebacker or two.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. But right. I can see Drake, a lot of him out there. I don't even think Nelly's making the cut.
What do you think Dez listens to?
We're going to have to ask him.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask him.
We got to find this out. Because, they're all out there in their headsets, their Beats by Dre and their Bose and everything else. The sound quality is perfect, right?
I tell you what, I could listen to Dez. I mean, I could hear Dez right now listen to some B.O.B., Paper Route. It's unbelievable. I listened to that. I got pumped up. I wanted to get out there and put on my old football uniform. I can't even fit into that damn thing anymore. I swear to God, boy, I look like Chris Farley when I put that on. I put that
Fat
on my
man in a little coat.
I put my old jersey on. High school, and I'm telling you right now, this damn thing was so tight on me. I go, you got to be kidding me. Have I put on that much weight?
No, it's not, because here's the deal.
They shrink, probably.
They have to shrink while they're in storage, because my varsity letterman's jacket from high school would probably be the same size I would buy today, right?
Yeah.
It's a 48, and I think that's right there in the large section.
Right.
I might go XL, but, boy, it's tight on me. I don't know how I ever
I don't know about that too, Steve-O, because I had my Letterman jacket. I had to throw the damn thing away because on my sleeves is that kind of like a vinyl thing.
Yeah.
It got all slicked up, oily. I don't know what the hell I did to it. All I had it was in the goddamn closet. Next thing you know, the thing's oily and shit. My wife goes, "You're going to keep that?" I go, "Unfortunately, I can't. I can't keep this around my other stuff. I had to get rid of it."
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it had the star and everything on there.
Make that into a quilt.
Well, in any case, my friends, we do appreciate so much all you guys, but subscribe to us. Subscribe by going to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbeam, or any major podcast outlet, and click subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating.
It'd be awesome.
5-star rating. 5 stars, just like the star you guys see with the Cowboys in the middle of the field. Speaking of that, man, I love that other field that they're I seen the high school kids playing on that. It looked just like our regular field.
I'm telling you, man.
Is it Frisco?
Yeah, it's in Frisco. So all the high school teams down in the Frisco area are going to be playing there, right? I mean, how would you like to be in high school and play
damn,
games
it's unbelievable.
At this place? And we know Texas football, high school football,
right?
Speaks for itself.
Oh,
but to play at a facility like that, and I mean, Dallas is an amazing community down there. I've been down there several times, planning on another trip here in October going down there. But, man, Frisco, what is it, McKinney up down there. There's
hell,
Plano.
I couldn't tell you.
But here's
things.
The deal. They're supposed to have like 3,000 new houses built in the next couple of years. I mean,
no kidding.
That's a lot of housing to be built.
And it all goes to the Jones family. Jones, God bless this family right here has put Dallas not only on the map for football, but I tell you what, man, That's a lot of economics that Jones family's put around in Texas.
Once again, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but you have probably one of the biggest developers in the country in Stan Kroenke in our St. Louis market, hometown, right?
Right.
And if there's not a buck in it for him, he can't, you know, like immediately, right. He can't see the forest through the trees. Well, he can't see what a Jerry Jones does, so he jumped for greener pastures.
You're so right. We're so blessed to have a owner like Jerry Jones and family, and we're blessed on this show as well to have a lineupmedia.fm. Once you guys get done with our big show here, you guys can check out other big shows. We got a Not So Fast. These guys do everything right. They talk about sports and everything around sports. We got Ocho Man Behind Eight Ball. I'm part of that scene too, but I'll tell you what, man. This is the show I cannot get enough of with you, man. I'm in that show. All I'm trying to do is talk about Cowboys, and they're looking at me like, we don't talk Cowboys here. We talk about everything, and it's a fun show, but we got 40, 50 shows on lineupmedia.fm, my friends. Go check that out. Like I said, Not So Fast is one of my favorite shows on that Cowboys podcast. You'll definitely – not Cowboys podcast. That's our show there, cowboyspodcast.com. But lineupmedia.fm, that's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Hey, so let's back up here just a little bit.
I'm backing it up.
Get your beep, beep, beep going. So,
Did you ever do that, by the way? Did you ever play that record backwards?
No, it. You know, I got my dog back, my girlfriend back, and got sober when I did that.
When I was a little kid, they used to do that. They old Led Zeppelin records, they play it backwards, go, and they go, did you hear it, man? I go, hear what? And they go, the devil likes you. And I go, I didn't hear any shit like that. And if I did, I'd get the hell out of here anyway. But go ahead.
So Romo's down. Dak's our number one, right?
Prescott, baby.
Now, we just brought in Austin Davis.
Are we giving him a tryout? What's the deal with that? Are we giving him a little work?
Well, here's the question. I'm going to throw a little funny angle.
What do we do with Moore? Did we release him? Is he on the injured reserve? I don't know.
Look it up real quick here.
I think he's on the injured reserve.
So here's a question for you.
Yep, go ahead.
About Austin Davis then. Do you think Jerry's made a call to Johnny Manziel's people?
Oh, don't start that. Don't bring Manziel up.
How about Tim Tebow's people?
Well, you know what? Tebow's hitting the ball now, baseball.
He is hitting a baseball. You see that last night?
He's a big guy, too, man.
265.
He looks good back there. I mean, he looks like an AL type of player.
He's a big boy.
Yeah,
So the question is, in all seriousness, we know Jerry isn't reaching out to Johnny or Tim. But what do you think about this Austin Davis? I liked him when it is a little bit of brief time here in St. Louis.
He's a backup guy.
He's an emergency guy.
You know what? Don't start that shit. I don't even want to hear about another backup. That's it. We've got Prescott, and that's all. If it comes down to that, man, we're done.
Hey,
Sanchez.
You got to sign somebody because now Minnesota's looking for another quarterback.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, man, Prescott is our guy. I don't even want to think about that. If something goes down with Prescott, I'm just going to be broken on. And that puts a little bit more pressure on our offensive line now.
That's a lot of pressure on.
Now you got to dig in now. If you're the offensive line, you're saying, this is our guy.
But not only that, but listen, Tony gets out of the pocket. He goes to slide, of all things. It was a perfect storm on a hit. He slid down on his butt instead of getting down on his hip, and he crunched that back on the tackle.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
And that's just – that. Hey, that's on Tony.
I knew it was bad.
You know, that's on him. If he gets down a little bit better, if he goes into second base hard,
dude, I think he knows it's all him, too. I think he's feeling the same way right now, too. We can't keep going with that. I mean, the guy injured himself, a broken back – that's nothing to even think about. And for the Cowboys, to organization to say, yeah, we're looking at 6 to 10 weeks. I mean, don't even give a timetable. Don't give a timetable to this.
Well, we've
always given timetables because we're hoping for him to come back, and he never comes on the right timetable anyway. He never comes on time because we'll mark the losses. This is a loss. This is a loss. This is a loss. We're not doing that anymore.
Right. This changes our
We're not doing it anymore, folks. Did we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
Hell no. That was from Animal House, by the way. I don't want you folks to really think the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
One of the great lines in movie history, by the way.
It was, wasn't it?
If we get, hey, if this show takes a turn towards that, there might not be a whole lot of cowboy talk, because we'll start relating everything to
either
get busy living or get busy dying.
These are a couple cowboy fans, you and me, sitting on a chair here watching our Cowboys, and we're talking a lot of cowboy and other stuff, too. So it's always beautiful.
Yeah, we'll mix some other stuff in for sure.
But in any case, we gave lineupmedia.fm, my friends, 40, 50 shows out there that you could tune into after our show, and share this with your friends. Like, you know what? If you're out in social media, when we put this on Facebook and so forth, why don't you guys share the show a little bit? Yeah, show Cowboys, us a little love. Yeah, there's a lot podcast. Of cowboy fans out there.
Absolutely. They can find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, right?
Right.
And then follow the podcast, sign up, subscribe to it.
Oh, I'll tell you what, man, you cannot believe, well, you can, but folks, I mean, we have an international crowd. I tell you what, we have a lot of Mexican people down in Mexico that love the Cowboys.
Love the Cowboys.
Love the Cowboys.
And that's a
market. They love the Cowboys more than their soccer team.
Do we have to do this in Spanish sometime too?
Oh, it's pretty bad. My Spanish is horrible. It's pretty horrible.
Join the group.
I mean, if we're lost in Mexico, we're going to stay lost with my ass.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, well, so. But we might be able to find a beach and a cocktail.
That's all we want.
That's all that matters.
That's
when
all
you're
we
there.
Want, and we want our cowboy game. And I'll tell you what, you guys can all join us in on that. Hey, I got something for you.
All right.
I got something for you. I happen to have run across a Terrence Williams jersey in Baylor signed. And you know what? I said I'm going to give it to the show. If you guys, I will have it on our Twitter. We're going to put it out there. I think it's all about who retweets and all that the most. Well, you guess what? They're going to get my Terrence Williams in the package signed with the JSA and all that with it. I'm going to give it away.
Wow. Look at you go.
That's what it's all about here.
Look at you go.
I'm starting this Cowboy Podcast show the right way.
Yeah, that's
get everybody involved, and you guys get whoever's got the most, and it doesn't end there, folks, because in a couple weeks, I'm going to show you that ring, too.
You had
we're
that
gonna
ring?
Put that ring up, too. So we're going to get things going here. And, hey, show us a little love back, though. I'm showing you some love. You show us love back. And that's by going to cowboypodcast.com. And on your right-hand side, my friends, is a little Amazon button. Why don't you click on that Amazon? Shop away. They got a lot of cowboy stuff out there. I know that you've shopped at Amazon.
Yeah.
You bought those golf covers that had cowboy, what are the cowboy covers?
Yeah, the cowboy covers.
Perfect, man. I bought some cowboy golf balls, too. They were excellent as well.
I found one of those in the woods that you lost, I think.
Yeah. Keep it. Well, is it that Callaway one?
No.
I want the Callaway one back. You're going to have the Spalding one back. But, yeah, folks, just go to our site, cowboyspodcast.com. And when you go on there, on your right-hand side, there'll be Amazon. Click on Amazon, shop away, like I said, and we get a little love back. If you're shopping on your cell phone, you may have to scroll all the way down.
That's part of the podcast system. It's a little affiliate
That's
marketing.
What I'm saying.
So a little affiliate marketing. You see it with a lot of companies out there. There'll be more to come as the show becomes more popular.
Okay, so we're going to our fourth game now. By the way, I just forgot. I had a brain freeze. Who are we playing in?
Texans in the Texas Bowl.
All right, so these guys are going to be bringing it Clowney, and on the other side you got that big white guy that's ready to kill something.
Well, you mean J.J. Watt?
Yeah,
that's
the one.
Hey, he's out too.
He's out too.
He's out too.
Well,
he's injured.
I couldn't be any happier him being out. So we got to deal with Clowney. Prescott, just drop back, babe, and make it happen. You got Beasley on the inside. You don't have to worry about that. You got Witten. He'll be there helping you out, too. If you're going to get a little crazy, which I hope you do, look for Dez. Dez is always open. He'll make it known he's open, too. And offensive line, do it. Do it. We need you more than ever right now. This is why Jerry bought you guys on a heavy price for this moment.
But stay healthy, please.
You got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy. So this sets up our big 53-man roster, sets up for the first game against the Giants. And I tell you what, I've seen the Giants. They don't look good at all, man.
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot that's going to happen, I think, in the fourth game that we're going to be able to see. But I agree with you. I don't care much for the Giants team the way it's set up. I think we match up well, but everything's going to come down to what happens with Elliott and Dak. And I think had we run that poll 3 weeks ago, who's going to be more important, Dak or Elliott? Elliott by a landslide. Now we got the poll we just put out there when Romo went down on our Twitter page, and I believe that Dak is 3-1 more important than Elliott, according to our fan voting.
It should be.
He should be.
It should. I mean, we bring up a crisis here. This is a crisis in Cowboy 2016. How many times before we've seen our guy goes down? You know how many quarterbacks we've had since 1999? Take a guess on this.
Starting quarterback since 99, I'm going to go in the 14 number.
20.
Wow.
20 starting quarterbacks for the Dallas Cowboys since 1999. My friends, it used to not be like that. It was Meredith, Staubach, and then they're long after that. Then you had a White. Then you had a Aikman. I mean, that's four or five quarterbacks within a 30, 40-year history? Yeah.
25, 30 years, yep.
That's amazing. And from 99, we've had 20 quarterbacks. God, the one I hated the most. Which one was your – I mean, I couldn't stand watching it.
I'm going to guess Quincy Carter.
Carter! Yeah, those.
Who were you most high on that you had hopes would be the man?
Oh, that's a good one. I thought what's his name had something in him. The old New England quarterback when.
Bledsoe.
I thought when Bledsoe came in, and then he took us to against Carolina and Yeah, we got worked over there too. I mean, he was on his last leg. And I'm not. Hey, Bledsoe, if you're listening to this show, which probably not, but if you are, God bless you. I mean, you gave it everything you had too. So, Testaverde wasn't bad. I mean, the guy was.
Yeah.
He gave everything he had too.
I was hoping for Drew Henson. I just liked his story being I think he was a former baseball player too. You know, played at Michigan, right? And went and played some ball, and then came back into the Cowboys and was really hoping he would make some, which, you know, all of a sudden we circle back around. Sounds like a Tim Tebow, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Like we were talking, the Giants looked, to me, they looked mediocrity to me. This division, again, is us to lose. I think it's our division. With Prescott looking this good, I think we're going to make some shit happen.
Yeah, I mean, and you would be pulling a worst to first scenario, right?
Come on, when you say worse, we had a reason behind that.
I get that, but we have that same reason this year.
Yeah, I know.
No Romo. So you're gonna hope for a worst to first, and they just got to handle their business on paper, and this is a great line, on paper, we should run away with it. But unfortunately, games aren't played on paper. They're played inside your TV set.
And here's something that we don't talk about. This guy here, I think, could be the backbone of the Cowboys, and he won't admit to it, or they won't even give him credit for it. And that's Bailey, Dan Bailey. You bring this guy inside the 35-yard line. This guy comes out; he's a cold-blooded killer.
What's his stats? I know he's the all-time, like the NFL all-time leading kicker.
Our intern just stepped out.
So we don't have that. Pull it up.
I know.
But anyway, it's ridiculous to be that good. You're correct. But I want to know.
Yeah,
hey, and hopefully we can have him on. He might be the guy to get on, because I want to know about his superstitions. I want to know down there at AT&T Stadium when the other team tries to ice him.
Yes. I've always wondered.
Is the PA guy there? Is a tech there playing a special song for him?
Yeah.
Does he run? You know, what's his deal? Does he tie his shoes three times over and over and over and tuck the shoelaces as a superstition?
Right.
Those are the things I want to know about.
You know, in baseball, the pitchers don't step on the white line on the chalk as they're getting out to the pitcher's mound. I know kickers got to have some superstition, too.
They're goofy people, aren't they?
They are goofy, and I think they like it like that, too.
Yeah.
I went to see my nephew's football game, a high school game. And I got to tell you, I've never seen any shit like this. They didn't have a kicker. They did not have a kicker. They did onside kick every time. They were pressed in their side of the field the entire game because they never recovered a goddamn onside kick, one. And number two, they did that old 1920, 1930 shit where the quarterback on fourth down always like two step back and punts it. And I'm like, what the hell are we watching here? All we're missing are the leather helmets here. And Larry and Curly playing a call out there.
That's our whole Danny White thing. Didn't he do that a couple of times?
Danny White can kick. He was a punter. He was a hell of a punter. He was our punter before.
Yeah, absolutely. He was legit. I mean,
wasn't Ray Guy like that too for Oakland?
No, I think he was just a punter.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer, by the way.
Ray Guy was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. One of the few punters to get in. I think he might be the first punter in.
All right. So what are you expecting tomorrow night?
First and foremost, like I said, we got to get out of here healthy.
Safety is the issue. OSHA, look at the Cowboys and keep us safe.
I'm not looking anything. Here's the deal. You're down to 75 players. Throw out the 25 guys you know that aren't going to make your team.
Why do they do that?
And the 10 you're looking.
Talk to me. Why do we keep all these players if we know who we're keeping?
That's a million-dollar question. I wish I was a front office guy.
This all about the NFL just making extra bucks?
Without a doubt. Follow the money and everything, bud.
But
that's all you got to
do. Man, you're having players go down.
Hey, for every opportunity like that, for everything like that, somebody else has to step up. So are you creating jobs?
You're creating jobs, yeah, because you're giving the guys, the parking lot guys, all those guys money. I understand, but now you're putting down Bridgewaters, you're putting down Romos that are $17, $18 million a year.
And that Bridgewater is a fluke thing. I think he just dropped back on a non-contact
That was ugly.
Play.
That was ugly.
And just blew it out, dislocated kneecap, and then ACL totally gone. So, and that's on non-contact. So was it just a matter of time before that happened on him?
I mean, that really snapped too.
Right. And this guy is, this guy's a running quarterback.
Yeah.
How does that change his game? Does he come back?
Well, speaking of coming back, you think Kaepernick's got any shot at Frisco?
Boy, I've listened to that over and over and over, all these opinions on it, and I'm just torn with it. And this is, honest to God, we can have a serious conversation about this. I get the message. Personally, I don't like the method, but any other method – at least there's people talking about it now. But any other method, if he says, you know what, I'm going to stand during this, but I'm going to go do something else, you know, outside. I don't know. Does it get in the number of attention?
Can you just stay in the locker room then? If that's really bothering you?
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. He's got people talking about it now, and that's the main thing. Right, wrong, or indifferent. The only way to do it is to make a splash like that. And
okay, then why didn't we make a splash when they told us that, when the NFL told us to take off the stickers with the Dallas police? I mean, you know what? The hell did we do wrong there?
No, nothing. It's
showed a little love for our guys in blue.
Well, you know, here's the deal, too. There's so much that happens around the country that you're going to have so many causes to come out. It's probably easier to nip that one in a bud. And believe me, if it was in a vacuum, the NFL's all in with it because they're not that type of place that's going to say no. But here's the deal. Then you're going to have a tragedy. We've had them. Columbine, Sandy Hook, San Bernardino. You have all these. The next thing you know, I mean, it's going to look like a NASCAR helmet, right?
But you know what? When the NFL doesn't find those Rams players for coming out with their hands up in the air, hands up, don't shoot. I mean, you got the Cowboy team, the Cowboy organization that wants to put a sticker on the back of their helmets. I don't know, man. We could go on
That's a tough conversation.
This,
yeah. And these, you know, they're trying to listen to a fun podcast with a couple of fans, and we're starting
right.
to get into some political
Everyone's talking about it. It's been on social media. I had to bring it up.
It's crazy.
The folks out there. Hey, folks, again, stay tuned to our show here next. I think when the season starts, too, I think we're going to start doing something after the game. So we're going to probably have two shows.
Yeah, I think, you know, there'd probably be two shorter shows.
They already told us that we can't do game by play-by-play type of situation.
I've been practicing, though.
I know you have. And they told us that we can't give a play-by-play what's happening. So.
Yeah, that's a whole money grab there, too.
Yeah,
huh?
No shit. I mean, we're horrible announcers anyway. I can't believe they'd be offended about me and you on that one. But
you can do a great John Madden.
Oh, boom, there he goes. You got the big guy coming in. Look at Newton. You can't keep that belt up. Boom.
Now, guys, this is what I'm going to have to deal with when I'm watching football, my Cowboys play. If this guy starts going nuts like this, I might scissor kick him in the spleen because I can't deal with that while I'm trying to watch my boys.
And another thing, before these shows, you want to always hook up at these pizza places. And I'm telling you, I got to lose a little weight.
Hey, you know what? The fat man's four favorite words are all you can eat. All right?
Yeah. Called All You Can Eat.
So tweet at us. I want to know. I need to know what our people's, their pregame rituals are. All right? Do you sit in one specific chair, and if that isn't working, you cross your right leg, your left leg? What kind of bullshit are you guys doing out there? How much do you guys control the game or think you can control it by your superstitions?
And what do you eat? What do you eat before a game?
Hey, listen, here's the deal. You know me, I'm a big Cardinal fan, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, big, not Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals, right? I also do another show on here with
Why Cardinals. You bring that up? What is that?
Two birds on a bat, right?
Two birds on a bat. How about that?
So here's the deal. So I turn on the game the other day, and as bases loaded, nobody out, right? And all of a sudden, the next guy strikes out. So what do? I change the channel like Law and Order. Because I'm figuring they're going to score. Now I've started watching them. They can't score. So I turn the game off.
You don't do that during a Cowboy game.
Every time, man.
Turn a channel?
Hey, if they get into a situation, I'm taking one for the team. I might not be able to watch a couple of series because I want them to score.
What's your call on that, folks?
Yeah, let's find out. What do you do?
He should not turn a channel. I think he should wait and see what happens. It's happened before. We've come out of it. Not a lot of times, I got to admit it.
I truly believe in my heart that there are things that I do during the game.
You're not alone.
That affects whether or not the Cowboys can stop a third down and six or not.
Okay, I got to tell you mine.
All right.
Here's mine. Whenever I'm losing, I go downstairs. And I feel like that right there. I don't like my kids around me. I think the 6-year-old is demonic towards the Cowboys. I think the 6-year-old is Damien on the movie Omen. So I don't let her sit next to me. And my father-in-law visiting from Armenia, he came, watched a Green Bay Cowboy game with me. And he flipped the switch to the light, and I said, "Don't touch the light. Don't touch the light." He touched the light. They scored a touchdown. I looked at him like I wanted to put him on a plane and send him back.
The Packers scored the touchdown.
Scored a touchdown, and I told him, "Don't touch the light." I told him, "Don't touch the light," and he touched the light.
So, Jono, as we get into that, a couple of things. Have you seen a game down there at AT&T Stadium?
Yes, I have. I watched the Cowboys take on the Bears, and I hate Bear fan because they start the stupid ass. They start singing the stupid Chicago song, but it was like, "We are the Bears." And this one real fat, corky guy got up right in front of me and started just like he's still motion marching. And I'm looking at him like, "You big goofy bastard, look at you." I just had to get that out there. But they got a song. If you guys know that song, please let us know about that song. Now, I don't really want to know about that song. What the hell am I saying?
So here's the deal. So I'm down there. I have three or four games I've seen down there. I always tend to watch that Jumbotron.
Oh, those broads are unbelievable. They look like they're coming right at me.
But what I'm saying is during the play, like I'll focus on the play on the field, and as it's playing out, my eyes drift up.
I know.
To that 60-yard long Jumbotron, and I feel like I'm watching it on the greatest movie theater screen.
Oh my God.
In history. And then I'm like, "Oh shit. Why am I watching the TV when I can be watching the real game?"
You're so right, man. I did the same thing. And those cheerleaders, those Cowboy cheerleaders just coming right at you at that TV, man. That was like, "Come to me, babe."
Oh, yeah. I think I got thunderstruck, download my on my iPhone like four times just because that's what they come out dancing to. And I can still picture them kicking them legs up every time that comes on.
God bless. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve-O, we'll get back to great stuff next week. Talk about this game and start the 2016 chapter here with Prescott.
Can't wait. This is going to be exciting. Before, I think we're doing a show prior to the next game, so let's do a breakdown. Let's go by game by game.
Let's give a prediction. I don't want to hear any shit that we're going to lose this one or any. It's not fair with me because I think we're going to win every one.
So here's the other thing I want from our listeners. We're going to tally up some over-unders. I think we did it on Claiborne last week or the week before. I want to let's get us a little bet going here for something. Me and you, over-under. Let's get about five or six things, eight things that we can do.
All right, then let's do this because neither one of us want to say our Cowboys are going to lose. All right?
Right.
Obviously. So why don't we, game for game, we say how many points they're going to score that week. And then we'll tally up how many points that is end of the year.
Okay.
I mean, that way we're never going to lose.
Yeah, you can't lose that way, right?
No. So that's one way of looking at things, folks, because neither one of us, Steve-O and Jono here, we're never going to claim the Cowboys are going to lose a game.
Right. So here's the deal. If you got any ideas for us, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. Give us some ideas on what you want us to talk about here.
That's great, man. How about this then? How about the ring? I was thinking about how to give away the ring. How about before the season? How about they give us a total of how many points? Someone's going to hit it. Someone will hit it. If they don't, we'll get the closest person. They get the ring.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. So that's we're going to retweet that and all that. We're going to get all that pump. But we got a Terrence Williams jersey out there. Did our people out our interns, they'll set it up. They'll get that thing going. For people that retweet, whoever gets the most retweets will get the Terrence Williams jersey signed with the JSA and all that in the bag still, a Baylor jersey. Can't go wrong with that. And we'll have this one with the ring, and we'll talk about that before the beginning of the season.
Absolutely. Let's get through game four here, get our roster down to 53, and let's get ready for the Giants.
There you go. From Steve-O and Jono, hey, folks, take care. God bless. We are out of here.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.